Blog Talk Radio.
Well, mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Surely we had tried, but we all live right there in Africa.
Alafia Jim Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've just reached the Care to Read Room, and we are where we're discussing information that pertains to consumer science and education. We are underwritten by Project 2019, and we'd like to welcome you to this segment where we'll be talking about reparation, taking a look at the procedures for determining our DNA. We're going to be discussing how does one know what their DNA is, and will that DNA connect them back to any heritage, and will it also help them to determine if they have had any Native American blood in them. Now, one of the things I wanted to draw your attention to over the weekend was a famous person's birthday, and that was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. I hope you came into the room to listen to some of the old segments on demand, because I did have a valuable videotape that was listed there where Nina Simone actually did a special on The King is Dead. And when she did that song, I had that video playing for a while, along with I Don't Want to Be Misunderstood. I hope you had a chance to view that particular video. But then I also noticed that there were tons of opportunities to present to you our class in reparation that was done by several panel men, Reparation 101, with the series from 1 to 8. Now, I have posted the first series on reparation, as these gentlemen are discussing reparation. You might want to come in the room and view that videotape and go and have a discussion about it. Now, also, I want to tell you that reparation is a real big project now, and it's not just to get monetary gain, but there are other things that they're looking to ascertain, and they are working with countries such as Belize and trying to resolve some issues about land and having land set aside for African Americans. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been on this segment for quite a while now. I'd like to also extend to you an offer to come in with your questions and answers. And just as I indicated earlier, I have been working on a website that will feature questions pertaining to topics that we've discussed in this room. You can go to my existing website that is already put up, and that on that existing website there are some downloads for my singles for the poetry. You're free to go to that site and listen to them. However, you might also download them after you have taken the quizzes on the other website. And one of the things that we want to draw your attention to is that we want you to be a part of engaging with other people on that site. So please do go to that website and leave your name or leave your information so that I'll know you've been there. And once again, your Omi is here to serve you. I am your emperor, you know, and I do recall that I do have a drum roll. Let me get those drummers in here right now because they're probably waiting on me. Come on in, drummers. I'm ready. The emperor's in the house. Oh, here those drummers come. I know they were going to be right on time, just as usual. So even though today I'm a little bit late starting the show, I don't want you to be discouraged because the show still must go on. We still have a program, and we're glad you're here to join us on this trip that we're taking on reparations. Thank you. drummers play so well. Wouldn't you all agree? Thank you very much, drummers. Thank you for the encore. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you once again to our segment on reparation. We have been expediently bringing you information on reparation, and we want you to know there is a panel that has been formed by UNIA, and that panel is going forth right now as we speak. And they are working with college students, and they are teaching them 101, Reparation 101. And they're giving them information and legal documentation and procedures. You might want to come in the room, take a look at that particular panel. There will be a series of, I think, 1 through 8 that we'll be presenting, so you could come in the room to listen and engage. Now, what we're talking about today is our DNA. What we're talking about today is the DNA test. How does one obtain a DNA test, and who are the companies that put those DNA tests out? And we'll also be talking about how do you determine which tribe or African tribe you came from. We'll be talking about all of that, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to also stop and give recognition for the Dr. Martin Luther King. And as we stop and give homage to him, I know over the weekend we weren't able to be together for his birthday, but we want to bring some things to bear that Dr. Martin Luther King stood for. I went to a fabulous presentation for Dr. Martin Luther King with a speaker and ministers and children reciting short stories. It was beautiful. I hope all of you got a chance to take some time off to celebrate his holiday. I hope you went somewhere to listen to someone remind you of Dr. Martin Luther King's life and how he laid it on the line for us, and he gave his life for us. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, it wasn't for the right causes, or he did not pick up arms. I'm sure none of us will agree about everything that everyone does all the time, but we can agree upon this. The man died fighting for the causes of all people, that we might have freedom. And that we can all agree on. So let's take a moment of peace as we meditate when Dr. Martin Luther King was here on this earth and how he encouraged us and motivated us. Let's keep the spirit alive of motivation as he quickened our spirit and encouraged us to go forward as we began to stand behind him and alongside of him as we marched during the picket lines and made a difference in the world. Quiet your spirits now. Taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, reminding yourself of Dr. Martin Luther King's life, what he meant to society at large, what he did for the African American, and how he made this planet a safer place to live in. Thank you very much for taking the time out for a moment of peace to remember our great Dr. Martin Luther King. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring to you the power of faith, because as you know, we cannot do anything within our own strength without the power of faith, because it is what gives us the ability to get up in the morning and to come and face you with another day. Yes, yes, the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen. It is the thing that keeps us going on. Without the power of faith, I don't think we could make it here on this show, at least. I know Omi can't. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for supporting me. Thank you for rallying around me and giving me the go-ahead in this room. I know reparation is a tough subject for most people, and some people are just not ready for it. I understand that. But nevertheless, we cannot be deterred or delayed. A promise delayed is what we have here. And we know that if we don't start now, it will never start. It's either now or never. And for those of you who quite can't make up your mind whether or not you think African Americans should deserve reparation, just get behind us and support us. Maybe we won't be getting that filthy lucre, but maybe some more opportunities so that we understand one thing. I like to tell you that we're still held captives as if we're slaves. Whenever you go into the courtroom, you are all, as well as myself, we're all ticketed and labeled as if we're cattle. We belong to the court system. We go in with a name on our head, tagging us, ticketing us as if we are cattle. We are still in slavery. Just because of the Emancipation Proclamation that did not give us a moral right to act out and function in our freedom, we're still held captives. Now, Caucasian people, I know you want to give us a chance to experience freedom. I know you want to give us a chance to experience freedom. And we say now freedom. We say now freedom, even without your support or endorsement. It's up to us to determine the quality of our life and whether or not we're free. It's not up to some other individual to denounce or make any decision whether or not to give us full interest into society. We must take our freedom by force, and we must stand on concept, not on dogmas that keep us stuck in frozen viewpoints, as if you have to have an underdog to keep your feet on that underdog's neck to prevent them from rising up. You must let all men function in this free society and this enterprise world as equal. And I know there's a lot of people that are probably talking right now saying, I never wanted African American to have reparation and I don't agree with it. Then that's your personal business. Keep it to yourself. But it is not up to you to determine the lifestyle of any man, especially the African American. Now, as I am also thinking that you might be saying, well, where in the world does Omi think this money is coming from? Now, I told you, rights and liabilities. We became a liability to you at one point after we were no longer any good in the fields. We became a liability. So maybe you're thinking you can shrug us off and say you don't deserve anything. But you must understand that reparation, the term itself means to repair. If we've had damages and we need repairing, then who had ownership of us and who's responsible for repairing the damages that were incurred in our lives? That is the question that I pose to the audience. Who's responsible? And if there are repairs that need to be done, then by golly, you must understand that we have personal needs as well as physical needs. So there's a lot of needs that need to be tended to. And as I do my job here in this room to bring these issues forward to discuss them, don't make it hard for Omi. I'm just the messenger and deliverer. I'm delivering the message like the good Lord above told me to do. I'm following and being obedient to what my already told me to do. Don't think that I'm the problem here. I'm not the problem. I'm trying to be a part of the solution. So, Caucasians, if you could come in like you did before, voice your opinions. Omi wants to hear from you. I really do. I want to know what's on your mind. And for some of you African Americans who are still stuck on frozen viewpoints and don't think you deserve reparations, come into the room. The UNIA has been around for over 90-some years fighting for the causes of getting reparation. Now we have other organizations that are working with them because we no longer believe it is a fallacy. We no longer believe it is a possibility, but we believe that it's our inalienable rights to have our needs met when we have been damaged and need repairs. Just like an old house that you purchase that began to depreciate, you begin to fix it up so that its value will come back. If that house has been damaged to the point of needing repairs, you quickly go and repair it so that it can keep its quality and its value. You must help African Americans to be repaired back to the level to compete with every other individual. Now, I don't want to have to spend a lot of time telling you why we need reparation or trying to force my opinion on you. I don't even want to have to raise my voice in this room because, you know, after a while, you get a little tired of trying to preach to somebody about something that they know darn well that you need. I don't even have to tell you the reasons why. But we're going to go on with the show, and I'm going to stop now because I've gotten into repetition here, and I don't want to start beating a dead horse, but I want to get right into the show. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would just come with me as we go into meditation, I greet you in peace and say take your list of your ancestors' names out. As we begin to acknowledge our ancestors, I like to purify myself. As I pour libation to the west, I say libation, ashe. As I pour libations to the east, I say libations, ashe. As I pour libations to the south, I say libation, ashe. As I pour libations to the north, I say libations, ashe. As I pour the water over my hands and cleansing myself, I wash my face and I wash my hands, and I say, ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to line up your candles for your father's side of the spirit, line up your candles for your mother's side of the spirit, and set a glass. I pour a glass of water for my father's side of the spirit, and I pour a glass of water for my mother's side of the spirit. I call on Robert Jenkins. I say Ashe. I call on Clara Mae Jenkins. Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey. Ashe. I call on Mary Louise Hawkins. Ashe. Lucille Day. Ashe. Louise Lord. Ashe. I call on Ludell James. Ashe. I call on Ludell James, Ashe. I call on Michael Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. I call on Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. I call on Isa Lilly, Ashe. I call on Nisha Lilly, Ashe. I call on Sam Lilly, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. And Michael Harvey, Ashe. I call on Emmanuel Day, Ashe. Elijah Day, Ashe. Avery Day, Ashe. I say, so be it, so let it be done. As we prepare to go into the talking room, as we go into the room with our ancestors, I say, Ashe, Ashe. As we begin to go in now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going to the talking cure with me. And I'd like for you to understand that on this occasion, we take this time out to talk about DNA, as well as talking about how do you determine what tribe you came from. It's very important that you silence yourself during this time and think and allow your medulla oblongata to bring back to your memory who you were and what tribes you came from. There are many tribes, the Watusi tribe. There are many tribes, the Yoruba tribe. And as we begin to think on these spaces, we ask our higher self, which is our Ori, to bring to our remembrance who we were and what tribe we came from. As you begin to think on this, ladies and gentlemen, just remember that all of the tribes were unique and all of the tribes had certain destination and certain purposes. Our African heritage allows us to have big bones, some of us, smaller bones, cranials that are shaped differently, hip bones that are made uniquely. As we begin to look into our cosmic record, we have to understand that there are organizations and agencies that can help assist and aid us with finding our DNA. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be adding on the website as well as the videos, information that will connect us to societies that will help us to find information about uniquely deciding and finding what DNA records we can find through testing. I will be placing information on the webpage on DNA, looking at our cosmic records, connecting ourselves back to our motherland and our tribe so that we can begin to see which manner of man and which tribe we came from. It's very, very important for us to be able to go through to the agencies to find our connection back to our homeland. And for those of you who are trying to make your way back home, the best steps to take is to find out which tribes you belong to. Which tribe do you belong to? Which tribe is the icon? Is it the Yoruba people? Which tribe did you come from? And if you do find your tribe, are you willing to go back home again to unite yourself with your tribe? Why is it so important, you say, Omi? Why must you know this? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. so that we can begin to start to rebuild, connecting ourselves back to our heritage, our customs, and to our family and loved ones. As you meditate and permeate on the customs and traditions of your loved ones and lost tribes, there are many lost tribes that are out there. They're still seeking their loved ones. But now through high technology, we can have a glimpse into the future and into the past of who we once were. The glimpse that we have may be a joyous one that will reunite us back to loved ones who we think may have forsaken us. It will give us the opportunity to name for ourselves and to define for ourselves who our enemies will be and who our loved ones already are. Some of us have come so far away from home that our ancestors have been grieving over us and are waiting for us to reconnect back to our tribe. This will be a great, glorious occasion once we reconnect to those tribes that have been looking for us. Why don't you purpose in your heart that through the testing of your DNA, you will look for your motherland and the tribes that you came from, and you will begin to decide if it's necessary to spend time learning the customs of that tribe. Reparation is one thing, but knowing your ancestral tribe is another. It will give you the ability. Your cosmic ancestral record. It will give you health apparatus and forecasting for your health. It will also give you an insight and a glimpse into the future of what you could potentially become. For those of you who have never thought about coming back home, it might be an opportunity, a reason for returning back home. For those of you who have had no desire to connect or be a part of the tribe, then look alive, brothers and sisters, because a tribal atmosphere is what you want. Because the tribe makes a decision and collectively gives you an opinion of what an overall group of people believe. It will create your belief system. It will create your lifestyle. It will create your children's background. It will give you your lineage. It will show you your ancestorship. It will tell you what manner of ancient man or woman you belong to. It will give you a sense of belonging. It will make you understand that you were somebody. It will help you to determine your lineage. It will help you stay connected to tribal views and viewpoints. It is so important that you know what your heritage is, what your DNA is, and what your tribe is, and no matter what it takes to make that journey and that forge, once it is determined what your tribal background and customs are, it would help you to make that decision to journey and forge back to your customs and traditions, to your heritage and your lineage. Why is this so important, you say, Omi? Why is it necessary to know your DNA and your tribal connection? I say it's necessary and very important to help you to know which manner of man or woman you are and from which lineage you came from, so you know what you're capable of producing. You'll be like cannot know where you're going until you look back in the past to see where you came from. The Sankofa bird reminds us to look over your shoulder, look over your shoulder to see where you came from. We have no past, we have no present until we bring the past to the present. Then we then see the future. So what are you waiting for? Fill out that form. Submit that package. Go online and find those sources that can perform the test of DNA so that you will know why health problems prevail in your family. You become whole and you can become free with just this information alone. Don't think that it's strange that Omi is asking you to do something that she wouldn't do. I too must find my DNA and my tribal connection back home again. Once we make this journey back home again, some of us can become whole again. Some of us can become well. Some of us can unite ourselves back in oneness again. If you want to be whole and be free, this is the task that you must take to find out who are you? Who are you? You must know thyself. And all of your lineage, wouldn't that be a great day to meet brothers and sisters that look just like you and have the same heritage like you? Could it be that you're going back to Ghana? You're going back to the motherland? Could it be that you're going back to find your family, your loved ones? I say yes. It will bring closure and completion to your life. As you begin to check out resources that are available, you will discover some of your health problems. You will discover some of your strengths. Then you become whole, and you can see why you're trying. Your homeland and go to the camping ground where your mothers and fathers once lived and ancestors, and to see which tribe they came from and which manners of men hunt, fish, which manners of men and women dance and sing, which manners of men and women orchestrated the architects of Africa, which manner and men and women created the pyramid. You can become whole and free by reuniting with your tribal self. There are many opportunities to go back home again. Would you like to go? There are many opportunities to reunite with your tribal mothers and fathers and ancestors. Wouldn't you like to know? How many times have you thought, when will it be time for me to go home again? You can go home again, finding your lineage. Yes, you can. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that there are a number of companies that are springing up all over the land that work with DNA. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It works with your biological structure of DNA and tells you which DNA you have so you can match up with your tribal ancestorship. It is not a mistake. It is not a fallacy or hoax. Once you receive your DNA, there are many things that you can determine from your DNA. Your health line, what type of weaknesses you have. You can also determine the types of race that is in your lineage and which race you are, which customs you are, And it also will tell you how to trace your DNA back to Africa to find your family, your mother, up in high places. Wouldn't that be great to discover who your mother was in high places? You might discover you were an emperor. I'm sure I was an emperor somewhere. I know this didn't just come to me. I had to be an emperor somewhere in somebody's high country. I know that you probably are also an emperor, but you got to do the work. You got to find out if this DNA is tied to tribal lands. Can it be tied to Ghana, Rwanda? Can it be tied to the west part of Africa, the south part of Africa, Nigeria, where the Yoruba people lie? It's very important. Don't think it's strange, ladies and gentlemen. And don't tell me I don't want to go back to Africa because I never lived there. You have bloodline that runs through Africa. The very scar on your face of blackness, of Nubian, connects you back to an ancestral ship in the motherland. Now, do it for your children so they'll be able to say, well, I'm Pygmy, I'm Ghanaian, I am Nigerian, I am Senegalese. Now, let me zone you in on something. The reason why I know this is because some Africans have the skill that they can look at your bone structure and tell who you are. I had the bone structure test done, ladies and gentlemen. I had no idea that my family lineage come from the Senegalians. What are the Senegalians like, you ask? Well, they told me that they were musical, very musical. They were the ones that brought music to the tribe. They were very instrumental in playing their guitars and musical guitars at that. And they were the dancers. And the women were beautiful and fair, tall and slender and beautiful and fair. And wouldn't you know it, it was depicting my mother's side of the family, tall, slender, beautiful, and fair women. And they usually had large sums of females in the family. And wouldn't you know it, I grew up with 11 girls. So I'm saying they must be somewhere on the path because they're naming everything that I see in my own lineage. Now, what did I do about the fact that I was Senegalian? I went to the library and I checked out several tapes on the Senegalian people. And I began to study them and watch them and watch them and watch them to see if their nature depicted my family lineage, to see if they were anything like myself. As I watched them and looked at the women, I saw so many traits that were identical to some patterns in my family life that I wanted to be Senegalian, whether or not I had the final test of DNA. But what will finalize that for Omi is to have the final test of the DNA. That will determine. Now, how liable are these tests, you say? Well, what I'm telling you is what I know. I have not had a DNA test yet, so I can't tell you how liable they are. But I do know this. It's probably worth this money and gold to help you reconnect. And there are many sources, and Omi's going to try to provide some of those sources for you, even if we have to go into the next segment. Our next segment will be looking for DNA, how to reunite yourself to DNA and connecting. And I'm going to try to put videotapes on so you can look at those. Now, what does this have to do with reparation, you ask? Now, Omi, what does this have to do with reparation? It has a lot to do with reparation. It has a lot to do with reparation because guess what? All of your reparation does not have to come necessarily from the United States. There are tribes over in Africa that want to beg your apologies and they want to give you some land. Now, I didn't say filthy Luca. Don't go saying that Omi said that the natives want to give us some money. No. I said they wanted to offer you an apology and some land. Which countries are they, Omi? Well, one of them that I know of is Ghana. And I also know that they are working currently, as I speak, with Belize. Belize has made an announcement that there is land that they would like to give to those suffering victims who were victims of a Holocaust, a Maiafa. Say the word with me, Maiafa. Maiafa, you got it. We have a Holocaust. That's right, African Americans have a Holocaust. And as a matter of fact, the Germans confirmed that during their Holocaust, there were African who were there, involved in their Holocaust, who were also killed. And they were victims. So we were involved in two Holocausts, our Maiafa and some of our family and the Jewish people Maiafa. Now, the Africans feel real bad about being involved with the Portuguese and the Spaniards and Americans in the slave trade. They seem to think that it was chattel slavery or servitude. They didn't know what was going to really happen, they said, to the Africans that were being sold into slavery. They had no idea the manner of slave level that the Americans were going to take it to. They had no idea, they said. And once they discovered the door of no return and what happened to those slaves that they sent out to these Americans, they wept for us and they cried for us. And they had gnashing of teeth because they never knew that we would be counted as 3/5 of a man and to be treated like cattle and animal. That's why they are offering land, ladies and gentlemen. That is why they're saying, come back home. You can come back home. We've got land. Come back home. We're giving you the best we have to give. You can come back home. We're giving you land. Come back home. That's what they're saying. And they're apologizing. And you can find their apologies on some of the YouTube segments where they're openly apologizing for their part that they played in the slavery. They're asking you to forgive them and give them another chance. Now, that's more than anybody else in the United States is doing. However, once again, why do you need to know which tribe you're connected to? Because you can go to those tribal brothers and sisters and say, I am a victim of slavery. I was thrown into slavery, and my tribe here can assist me with giving me land and acres of land and access to some of that oil and the raw minerals. You can write them. You can inquire about your tribe assisting you and bringing you back home for a celebration. Wouldn't it be grand that you come stepping in and hear your father's mother and father and father and father are sitting on a throne and they're fit for a king and they have royalty? And guess what? You're that lost relative that finally came home. Then they'll say, oh, kill the fatted cow. My children have come home. My son, put a ring on his finger and a robe on his back and bring out the fatted cow and the land. Roll out the land. Our children have come back home. Won't that be a grand moment? Yes, it will. You don't think it can happen? Well, it's possible, ladies and gentlemen. You can be received by your tribal men and women and brothers and sisters to come back home with your newly formed information and degrees and ability to help them build their land. Now you're family. You're in the way, like the Africans used to say, you're in the family way. And that's what you want to do, is become a family member and be in the family way so you inherit whatever they have in those continents to give you. And it's also very important to know for the benefit of your children so they know the customs and tradition of their life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take some time to go online to look up the DNA organizations and companies, finding out who they are. I'm just going to post some on the website, on the video, so that you can see them, you can contact them, and reconnect to your higher self. Why don't you do it today? It's important that you get involved and do it today. And once again, this segment has been featured by Project 2019. It's underwritten by Project 2019. And we are trying to close the gap of ignorance. We're trying to bring information to you. So the DNA will be a form of information to close the gap to help you to become more connected to your tribes, to your DNA, and understanding your lineage. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this segment has been a help to you. I hope you've been able to be put into remembrance of who you are and how we're going to go about reconnecting to our higher selves and getting back to our tribe so we can get some of that land over there in Africa that's sitting there laying up. Now, they told me that we're going to have houses that we didn't even build with our own hands and that there will be land set aside for us, land that is sitting there waiting for us. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is going to be areas that you are going to be able to reap from that you didn't even sow in. But your sowing started from your mother's loins. Whatever your mothers and fathers sowed in their loins, you're going to be able to reap it. And don't tell me, well, I wasn't ever over in Africa. I don't remember planting anything. I didn't have any land, and I sure as heck don't have any diamonds. But so what? Maybe your grandmother of your grandmother of your grandfather of your grandfather and your higher self were all there. And because they didn't get access to it, guess what? The sum total of why they came is why you're going to get what they didn't get. And the riches and wealth of the wicked will be laid up for the just. It's laid up for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's waiting for you. How come you can't believe it? Why do you think it's a fallacy? We believe everything else under the sun that doesn't make sense. Let's believe for some opportunities to access land, diamonds that are richly incorporated in the land, and let's get raw minerals, whatever there is on the land. I'm sure it's something the land has to be bearing somewhere in Africa. Now, it's our job to reconnect back to our tribe. It's our job to come home and say, Mom and Dad, I finally came back home. Get the chicken out and get the fixes and the mashed potatoes because Brother Man wants some chicken. Give me some chicken. Now, they may not know nothing about chicken and probably can't serve you up any potatoes or any of that, but they sure going to give you some fufu and plantains and what else they have over there? Probably some rice. But you're going to eat good. I know that. I trust you're going to eat good. But the main important thing is you access your land. Possess your land. Now, you want your land, don't you? You've been talking about, I want my 40 acres and a mule. Now, you may not get no mules because they didn't say nothing about no mules. Don't go talking about no mules because they didn't say nothing about no mules. Now, y'all get that mule thing all mixed up. You were on here talking about a mule, and nobody's got mules for sale, and you still trying to find your mule, and therefore you can't get your reparations because you keep talking about that mule. Now get over it. You're going to get your land. Now how much more is land worth? When you get land, guess what? Let me let you in on a little secret, ladies and gentlemen. When you get the land, guess what? You become rich, and then you can put your own face on some filthy lucre. Then you can call it money. That's when it becomes money, when you put your image on it. But you don't have to be running around here looking around like you done lost your mind, looking for your mule. What a mule, what a mule, what a mule. Whoa, mule. You're going to get a car. You don't need a mule in these days and times. They talk to you about that mule because that was a representation of a limousine. Now, how about asking for your limousine? When you get your land, you can buy a fleet of limousines if you want to. But let's get off this kick about I can't get my mule. Okay, if you get the understanding of what I'm telling you to get your passport. Start packing. Once you get your passport, get online. Start contacting some of these places that say, guess what, y'all? We got some land over here, and we need you to come over here and get it. But don't tell nobody, because all them folks will be coming over here, taking over the embassy, running our country. That's why you don't hear about, read all about it, some land over here for some Africans that was captured a couple of years ago when they went over to America, became slaves, land's over here waiting for you. Nobody's going to tell you about no land over there waiting for you. You're going to have to find out on the Internet. The reason I'm I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, do an exploratory research. Find out which continents want to give land back to those recipients whose mothers and fathers died through the Middle Passage. Find out who those chiefs are. Get yourself an appointment and say, I'm going over here to see Chief Menahochi. He got some land over here. Girl, I'm getting on his agenda. I'm finna go over there and talk with him because he and I got some business to attend to. And get yourself together. I don't care if you're on Section A and you got to stay there and pay your dues. I don't care if you wait for that welfare check. Get you a passport and get ready to take that trip. Now, you is or you ain't going to have some land. Which one is it going to be? You already done gave up the mule, and they already done gave us shampoo, told us we had Emancipation Proclamation, which don't mean a hill of beans. So where is your freedom? What are you talking about? You can't leave America. This my home. I's free over here now. If I go over there, I may be in captivity. You're already in captivity if you didn't notice. So take the trip. Get the ticket and take the trip. Omi has talked enough on this thing. I'm trying to paint a picture for you. I'm trying to show you that there's opportunities for you in the land of the free, of milk and honey. It's where our Garden of Eden has always been planted and waiting for us. I don't know about you, but I'm going to pack my things as if I'm taking that journey, and I'm going to get that passport as if I'm going to get on that plane. I'm going to lay everything out as if I'm going to walk into it. It is my desire over the next couple of years to get my household in order and lay everything out and get my DNA, number one, get that test done so that I can reconnect myself with those Senegalians. Oh, yes, want to be a great day in heaven when we meet up again, because it's going to be some kicking up and some dancing and some gnashing of teeth, because I'm going to be asking them fools, why did y'all sell us into slavery? Why did y'all let us go like that? Didn't you know we wasn't coming back home? What did you get out of it? I want to know. Omi got some questions. They got some explaining to do. And you should want to know, too. So get yourself together, and let's get ready to take that journey, number one, to get our DNA done, then to find out who our tribal family members are, then reconnect to them and tell Mama and Pa we be coming home soon so we can come home and fellowship and reunite together. Won't that be a great getting up day, ladies and gentlemen? Don't think that it's funny. It is not so far removed. It's right around the corner. Our redemption is near. Say it with me. Our redemption is near. Say it with me again. Our redemption is near. We're getting ready to get repaired for our reparation. You got it? Reparation. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great listening audience, and I want to say thank you for listening in. And on that note, I said baba booey to y'all, and oh, double.